Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah Chen, and I'm here with Alex Rodriguez. Today is episode 32, AI Monitoring and Performance Optimization. Alex, yesterday we talked about setting up ML ops infrastructure, but now I'm curious, how do we actually monitor AI systems once they're running?
Great question, Sarah. AI monitoring is like being a detective for your AI systems. Unlike traditional software monitoring, AI systems have unique challenges like model drift, data quality issues, and performance degradation that can happen silently over time.
What exactly is model drift, and why is it such a big concern?
Model drift occurs when your AI model's performance degrades because the real-world data changes from what it was trained on. Think of it like a weather prediction model trained on historical data suddenly facing climate change patterns it's never seen before. Recent research from September shows that undetected drift can reduce model accuracy by up to 40% over 6 months.
That's alarming. How do we detect this drift before it becomes a problem?
There are several key monitoring approaches. First, you monitor data drift, tracking statistical changes in your input data. Second, you monitor concept drift, when the relationship between inputs and outputs changes. And third, you monitor performance drift, tracking accuracy, precision, and recall metrics over time. Tools like Witness AI just released new observability features this month that combine all three approaches.
Eagerly, what about performance optimization? How do we keep AI systems running efficiently?
Performance optimization has multiple dimensions. You're monitoring inference latency, throughput, resource utilization, and cost efficiency. The key insight from recent September research is that performance optimization isn't just about speed. It's about maintaining accuracy while optimizing computational resources. Axel data published findings showing that proper monitoring can prevent 80% of performance degradation issues.
Absolutely. The core metrics are accuracy degradation, prediction confidence scores, data distribution changes, and business impact metrics. But here's what's interesting. Workday's recent research on performance-driven AI agents shows that you need to align monitoring metrics with business KPIs, not just technical metrics. Great question. For generative AI models like ChatGPT, you're monitoring for hallucinations, toxicity, and output quality consistency. For computer vision models, you're watching for image quality changes and object detection accuracy. For recommendation systems, you're tracking click-through rates and user engagement. Each application type needs customized monitoring approaches. This is where AI monitoring gets really sophisticated. Modern systems can automatically trigger model retraining, switch to backup models, or adjust parameters based on monitoring alerts. IBM's latest research shows that automated response systems can reduce downtime by 75% compared to manual interventions. The landscape is evolving rapidly. Enterprise-grade solutions include IBM Watson OpenScale, Daikoku's Drift Detection, and newer players like Evidently AI and Arize. The trend is toward integrated platforms that combine monitoring, alerting, and automated remediation in one solution. LLMs present unique monitoring challenges. You need to monitor for factual accuracy, consistency across similar prompts, and potential bias in outputs. Recent research from September shows that LLM performance can drift subtly based on usage patterns, making continuous evaluation essential. The challenge is that traditional accuracy metrics don't always apply to generative outputs. Even if you're not managing enterprise AI systems, understanding monitoring helps you become a better AI user. You can recognize when AI tools aren't performing well, understand why AI assistants sometimes give inconsistent answers, and make informed decisions about which AI tools to trust for different tasks. Cost is a huge factor. AI monitoring itself consumes computational resources, so you need to balance comprehensive monitoring with cost efficiency. The recent trend is towards smart sampling, monitoring a representative subset of predictions rather than every single one. This can reduce monitoring costs by 60% while maintaining detection accuracy. The biggest mistake is treating AI monitoring like traditional software monitoring. AI systems require continuous evaluation, not just uptime monitoring. Another common pitfall is focusing only on technical metrics while ignoring business impact. The most successful implementations combine technical monitoring with business outcome tracking. AI monitoring is the operational heart of MLOps. Your MLOps pipelines provide the infrastructure, but monitoring provides the intelligence. When monitoring detects issues, it should automatically trigger your MLOps workflows for model retraining, deployment, or rollback. Tomorrow, we explore scaling AI across the enterprise, how to go from successful pilot projects to organization-wide AI transformation. We'll cover the infrastructure, processes, and cultural changes needed for enterprise-scale AI deployment. Perfect progression through our operations week. Any final advice on AI monitoring? Excellent insights on the detective work of AI operations. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Tomorrow, we dive into scaling AI across the enterprise, taking AI from pilot projects to organization-wide transformation.
Until tomorrow, keep monitoring and keep optimizing your AI systems.